Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, it must be a chicken here. And tonight, it's Sam Phillips, everybody.
Oh, so happy to be sitting right next to you, Timmy.
Look at you, dude.
All right,
24.
You big stud.
51. 19. And let's see here, 34. And the Super Bowl is 40.
Ooh.
Okay, this is worth $88 million,
folks. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, it's worth $88 million.
Why didn't you tell me to go buy a ticket?
Well, it's not too late. Oh, no, it is too late. But if you have the Super Lotto, I think it's called the, is it the Super Duper Lotto?
Yeah, I think it's Super Lotto.
Super,
is it the Mega Millions?
Mega Millions is what it is. I don't know. The big one. The interstate one. I think it's the Mega Millions.
It's the Mega Millions.
And these are worth $88 million.
Wow.
If you have these exact numbers worth $88 million, you can stop standing outside of Indy Mac Bank hoping to get your $100,000.
Dude, how scary is that?
Yeah.
And that wasn't even on the list of banks, supposedly.
I know, man. You got to watch. You can't have more than $100,000. Thank God I don't have that problem. But you can't have more than $100,000 in any account or else you can get screwed.
How
so you
crazy
richies
is
out
that?
There. Take the $100,000 out. All right, here are the numbers, folks. This is worth $88 million. Write these down. 45, 24, 51, 19, and 34. And your Mega Ball is 40. So again, write these numbers down, unless you're driving. If you're driving, go home and check them on the computer. Don't write them while you're driving, you dopes. 45, 24, 51, 19 and 34, and your big yellow ball is 40. I don't know what they call it there. Mega ball, super ball.
Yellow ball.
Your blue ball. I don't know what they call it.
Damn.
But it's number 40. So congratulations.
That's a big ball.
Everybody. Yeah, and somebody's worth a lot of money. All right, about 3 minutes ago, I'm sitting there watching. I like to hazard part of my wages on the outcome of certain events.
Oh, betting?
Well, you call it betting.
Okay.
And I'm online gambling, and I play this track in Argentina. And you can bet online. I think it's on the up and up. I mean, you know, it's a South America track, so like North America track.
So there's a video camera on the track, and you can actually track your horse?
Yeah, you can watch the entire race.
In real time.
Laurel Park, I believe is what it's called.
Okay.
And so I'm watching this thing. And on the computer, there was not a dead heat, but at the wire, I think I got snaked. But I'm not sure if I won or not because I don't speak Spanish.
Oh.
And
Jesus Christ.
I know. We do this every once in a while, but I tell you, I need the audience's help here. I hope to God somebody in the audience, somebody listening right now is bilingual, speaks both English and Spanish. And we'll give out the phone number. And if you are bilingual and you live in Southern California, I need your help. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
What was the name of your horse?
No, it was the number 8 horse.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the name was.
Oh.
But I want to see if I got clipped at the wire here or did I win the race. And we may have to wait for a while to see if anybody speaks. Oh, no, they're there. All right, here's the race, everybody.
Okay.
And do you speak any Spanish at all?
Un poquito.
All right,
mas.
Maybe you can tell me whether I won. Here's like the stretch call. Here we go.
Cuatro cuarta ubicación a medio cuerpo viene el 2. O sea, cuerpo y medio de esta viene desempeñándose el 3 a su costado exterior. El 10 más adentro, el 5. Los 400 en 22 segundos, 30 centésimos. El 8 como puntera varios. Son los cuerpos de ventaja sobre el 1, tercera, el 4, cuarta, el 2. A tres cuerpos y medio viene desempeñándose el 5 a su costado exterior. Viene perdiendo terreno el 3, carga abierta el 10. Las participantes que
Come
están desarrollando esta decimotercera carrera se prestan a hacer el ingreso al tiro derecho final. Últimos 600 metros para el disco, los 800 en 45 segundos, 43 centésimos. Con el 8 como puntera va manteniendo la delantera con ventaja sobre el 2, quien progresiva más se va a presentar la lucha. La
Come
puntera abierta
you,
el 4, más abierta aún el 5, viene descontando por
Ocho.
Dentro el 1, más atrás. Viene corriendo el 9, últimos 350 metros para el disco,
Ocho.
El 8
Come
sin reto,
Ocho.
Armando en su accionar, trata de alcanzarla por adentro.
Come
2, la tercera ubicación por dentro para
Come
el 4,
on.
Más atrás el 5, últimos 250 metros para el disco. Domina el 2, leve la ventaja sobre el 4,
Come
que representa
Ocho.
La puntera, tercera el 5, en larga atropellada, viene cargando por afuera el 7 y por adentro el 9, último 100 metros para el disco, la lucha es intensa entre el 7 y el 9, el 9 y el 7, prevalece por pequeño margen el 7, por dentro el 2, pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea. línea por dentro, el 9 abierta, el 7, tercera, el 2, y cruzaron el disco.
See, now I have no idea whether I won or not.
Okay, all I got was cuatro, cinco, and dos. And I don't know, what's the number for eight in Spanish?
Ocho.
Ocho. I didn't hear an ocho in there.
Nah, but I have a piece of the five, too. I got 5-8.
Oh.
So I'm looking for...
The cinco.
I'm looking for cinco ocho. Ocho cinco or cinco ocho. I boxed them.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm good with cinco ocho or ocho cinco. And I also got a taste of the five and a taste of the eight.
Ah, you should have gotten that taste of that dose.
Yes. I don't know. Is a dose up there?
Yeah.
Tenemos 350 metros para el disco. El 8 sin resto va mermando en su accionar. Trata de alcanzarla por adentro. El 2. La tercera.
Oh, there's the dose. Yes.
Yes. See,
but
I'm telling you.
That's not the finishing line here yet.
Oh, damn.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I want to say cuatro.
You're right. There's the dose.
Por dentro el dos. La tercera ubicación por dentro para el cuatro. Más atrás el cinco. Último
cinco.
250 metros para el disco. Domina el dos. Leve la ventaja sobre el cuatro que representa lucha. La puntera tercera el cinco. En larga atropellada.
Come on
with
the cinco. Come on with
ocho. Para el disco. La lucha es intensa entre el siete y el nueve. El nueve y el siete prevalece por pequeña
siete.
Marca. El siete por dentro el dos. Pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea. Por dentro el nueve abierta el siete.
Come on with the cinco.
Tercera el dos y cruzaron el disco.
Now see the final call is right here. And I can't tell who won this thing.
Por dentro, nueve abierta, el siete.
Siete.
Tercera, el dos, y cruzaron el disco.
All right, Victor and Azusa, you're on 97.1. Who won that race?
Number five.
Number five, who came in second?
Oh, that one, I didn't catch that. If you replay it,
here we go. You speak Spanish pretty good?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go.
Entre el 7 y el 9, el 9 y el 7 prevalece por pequeño margen. El 7 por dentro, el 2, pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea. Por dentro, el 9 abierta, el 7, tercera, el 2, y cruzaron el disco.
Holy God.
Nothing?
That's funny.
What did he say there, Dan?
I believe he said one or seven.
Ah, get out of here. Please, I need some. I don't need. I believe he said the one or seven. This is the exact science. I need ocho and I need that cinco up there.
Is siete seven?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hugo and Whittier, you're on 97.1. What happened in that race?
Can you play it over again?
Yes, here we go. All right. By the way, you fluent in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea. Por dentro, nueve abierta el siete. Tercera, el dos, y cruzaron el disco.
I believe he said seven.
No, the 7-1?
Yeah.
Siete. Is
Wait
that what
minute.
Siete is?
Hold them on second.
See, the thing is that they're Argentinian, so they have, like, it's different Spanish.
Oh, it is. All right. Yeah. Well, then, all right. Thank you, Hugo.
So you need an Argentinian translator.
I need somebody from Argentine. I need an Argentine here. Somebody from Argentina, please. I got a couple of bucks riding on this thing. And if it's the 5-8 at the end, I think the 5 went off at 17-1. Eight went off at like 5-1.
Really?
So I got a decent exacta if this thing hit, and I got a couple bucks on it.
I really am proud that I know some one of those numbers in Spanish.
Yes, you're very good.
Thank you.
You should work for the consulate down there.
Wow.
Downtown. Chris in Ventura, you're on 97.1. You speak Spanish, dude?
Hey there, Conway. I think you lost, buddy. I think number 7-1.
Hey, did you have
listen to it again. Listen to it.
My línea por dentro, nueve abierta al siete. Tercera el dos y cruzaron el disco.
I think you lost.
By the way, what is who won then?
I think number 7-1.
Who came in second?
I don't know.
I'll get out of here with these guys.
No one
can speaks
tell
Spanish.
You.
Nobody speaks Spanish in Southern California anymore.
I think it's either cinco or dos.
But I don't. I want to know what this is too.
El dos y cruzaron el disco.
What's indico?
He won.
Laura in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Yes. What I heard was the 7 and the 9 are against each other, and the 2 gets through.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
There's no 5. The 5 didn't make it.
All right, please. You speak French, right? You don't speak Spanish?
No, I speak Spanish.
Oh. All right, hold on. Let me play it for you again.
Lucha intensa entre el 7 y el 9. El 9 y el 7 prevalece por pequeño margen. El 7 por dentro, el 2. Pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea. Por dentro, el 9 abierto.
What's misma línea?
They're in the same line.
Metros para el disco en una misma línea.
Misma línea?
Misma línea. It's same line.
Oh, same
They're
line.
The same
They're
line.
Neck and neck.
Yes.
Por dentro, 9 abierta al 7.
What about 7-7?
The
7-7.
The 7 and 9 are going together. And he keeps
seven
on saying 7-9.
7-9.
7-9.
Come on with this deuce somewhere, right?
Yeah. They keep going. Like,
come on with the deuce.
Tercera el 2 y cruzaron el disco.
What is that?
There you go. That the second number 2 gets third place.
Tercera el 2 y cruzaron el disco.
What's Indico?
Let me see, can I hear that again?
Yeah, no problem, babe. Here we go.
Tercera el 2 y cruzaron el disco.
They crossed the disco? I don't know what disco is. I think they crossed the line.
Oh, they crossed the finishing line.
Yes.
Oh, man, you're the best, man. I wish I wish that you were here at the station when I'm betting.
Okay, so it's 7 against 9, but the 2 gets through?
I don't know what's going on.
But then the 2's in third place, so who's in first?
First place. Who's on first?
I think the 2 gets first place and the 7 and 9 gets second and third.
But who's on first?
Number 2.
No, who's on second?
No, who's on first? All right, hold on a second.
I don't know.
I'm gonna give you a pair of tickets for Saturday night. You do anything Saturday night?
Yeah. What is it gonna be?
Besides listening to The Single Life from 9 to 11,
a pair of Saturday tickets to the AVP Long Beach Open going on July 25th through the 27th. I think it's volleyball.
Ooh. Yeah, it's cool.
All right,
cool.
Tickets are on sale now at AVP.com. Yeah, oh, I think it's volleyball, isn't it? Is it AVP.com is volleyball?
It's volleyball.
Yeah. All right, volleyball. There you go. Congratulations. Volleyball tickets.
That's a great prize.
All right, George in Los Angeles. Finally, somebody from Argentina. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right, I can trust you, man. I'm going to play this race for you, then we're going to press on. You tell me who won, all right?
I can tell you what he says. He says 972 crosses the disc.
Wait, is it 972 or is it 792?
9-7 and 2 crosses third. 9-7 y 2 cruza tercero.
Listen to it again, buddy.
Pocos metros para el disco en una misma línea por dentro. 9 abierta el 7. Tercera el 2 y cruzaron el disco.
9 was inside, 7 was outside, 2 third, and they crossed the line.
Damn it.
So
right.
You're
9-7-2.
9-7-2 for sure.
Yeah.
Why couldn't anybody else get that?
Because I'm from Argentina.
Oh, I see. Have you been to Laurel Park?
You know, they ran a race, it's almost like the Kentucky Derby there, it's on grass.
Yeah.
And I went to that 2 years ago.
Oh, that's
pretty
neat.
Paul Major's friend. I met you at CBS. I'm George.
Oh, yeah, George. How you doing, man?
Ooh, I love Paul Major.
Yeah, you do the editing over there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, excellent, dude. I didn't know you were Argentinian.
Yeah, from Buenos Aires.
Hey, well, welcome to the United States, man.
I'm a citizen now, so thank you.
With a great job with Paul Majors.
I'm Paul Majors. How long have you been a citizen of the United States?
Since 85.
Oh, congratulations, dude.
A long time.
Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know if anybody said welcome, so I thought I'd welcome you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. When are you guys coming back to the station?
I don't know. Hopefully in the next couple of months or weeks.
The K-Cow?
Yeah.
Can I come to the K-Cow?
Right. Jesus Christ.
All right, George.
Bring your own coffee.
Give Paul a slap on the ass for us.
Oh, yeah, for me, too.
Thanks, Bubba. He's really into that harassment thing. Thanks for that, guys.
Okay,
see you
take
later.
Care.
Who's that
all
hot
right,
weather girl I love so much?
Jackie Johnson.
Oh, Lord. She's sexy.
Yeah. Mm. All right, big Jack. I mean, you know, I mean, Jackie Johnson.
Yeah, well, I mean, hello.
I mean, you know, I mean, like, she's big and popular, not big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, she's just yummy.
I'm glad I got that out of the way.
Yeah.
All right, Sam Phillips found an article. Something's going on in that Tennessee or that Memphis area. Is that right?
Yes.
What's going on down there, baby?
It's crazy. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, Babu. You got all kinds of deaths going on down there?
Okay, I don't know what's going on in Clarksville, Tennessee, but apparently people are leaving their children in cars and hanging out in bars.
What?
And it's like the 6th couple to be charged this year with reckless abandonment, child abuse, and neglect. Now, the one that just happened today... Where
the
they reported
died?
It. No, this one did not die. Two parents have been charged with child abuse and neglect after their 5-month-old infant was found in a car while they were at a bar.
Oh, boy.
Police said Marlene Martinez Amalia, 20, and Enrique Maria, whatever, both of Dixon, are jailed with a bond set at $5,000 each. Officers said the infant was found crying in a car with the windows rolled up and doors locked in a parking lot of a bar at 2:20 a.m. on Sunday.
Wow.
Police said the infant had been in the car for more than 3 hours. The infant was placed in state custody. And then last week, Courtney Lee Nichols of Palmyra was charged with murder after her baby was left in a car while she went to a Clarksville lounge.
Jesus Christ.
So 6 dead kids in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Not 6 dead kids, 6 kids that were like abandoned.
Right. Left in cars. Sorry. Yeah, right.
Did anybody die though?
The child was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Oh, one kid died.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have just two stories of this, but apparently there's
six
more.
Six have been left in cars in that Clarksville area.
In the Clarksville area.
Wow. Those guys are going for it. Now, I have a little daughter. She's 2.5. She'll be 3 in October because she's older than 2.5. And I know where she is at all times. I constantly keep an eye on her. And I'm not saying I'm a better father than other people or a worse father than that other people. I'm just saying I like to keep an eye on her. And when I know when she's in the car and when I park the car and when she's not in the car. I'm very aware of where she is. I mean, if you had a dog, you wouldn't keep a dog in a car locked up.
No. Well, at least with the windows rolled down.
Yeah, let alone
some water.
A child. But I have done this before, and I'm sort of guilty of this. But I have put my daughter in the car, and I got in the car myself, and I've driven over to my dad's, which is about 4 or 5 miles. And I get there, and I realize that the kid's seatbelt isn't buckled.
That's not that bad.
It's not that great, though.
It's not like you're Britney Spears with the kid riding in your lap, and
yeah,
nobody's belted in.
I know, but I should always double check and triple check to make. Because if you get an accident, that kid
will go flying.
That kid could hurt me if I get in an accident. Kid starts flying around the cockpit, and I can get a van shoe in the eye.
But I can understand why you would think not to check, because your child at 3 is very advanced, and one would just assume that she could put herself into her.
Yeah, she can unclip the belt buckle too. But I don't know. I got to leave this up to the audience, because I don't know what the rule of thumb is when leaving the kid in the car. I've heard some different theories and different ways where it's illegal and it's legal. But this happened to me in the winter. It wasn't hot. It was in December or January. And I went to the post office, and the kids, my daughter's in the car, and I run in. I don't stand in line. I just run in to put the express envelope in,
right,
and I run out. I mean, I'm literally gone from the car for 15 seconds.
Okay, what happens, though, if your car gets towed, or if somebody goes to ticket you and sees there's just an alone child in the back of your car?
Bad vibes.
Yeah.
But sometimes you gotta throw those dice.
Yeah.
But I don't, if I'm like at a gas station and I'm going in to get Sophia some smokes, I debate on whether to get into the gas station, unbuckle her, drag her in there,
or
drag
just leave her
out,
in the car.
Buckle her. But I leave her in the car sometimes, but I do lock the car so nobody can get in it.
Right.
And I have an eye on the car the whole time.
Oh, who was it? Wait a minute. Just in the news, just the other day in a rag mag, there was a picture of Jennifer Garner, who is married to Ben Affleck, and she was trying to talk through the car. Her daughter locked the car, and she didn't have
Jesus.
Her keys, and she was trying to talk the kid into opening the door from the inside so she could get out.
When I went to the post office to drop this letter off, I was in the post office for literally 15 seconds. When I got out there, there was some guy, putting his hands up to the car, putting his hands to look in the car.
Oh.
And he sees my kid in there. And he says to me, he goes, "Hey, is that your daughter in that car?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Don't worry about it. I was gone for 10 seconds. And he says, "It's," and I said, "Don't give me the speech, buddy. I'm not an effed up father here. And I didn't leave her there for 3 hours. I haven't abused her. So mind your own effing business."
Right.
And I threw a couple of F words and he pressed on. But he was a little older than I was. He was probably in his 50s or so. And
a concerned citizen.
A frail man as well.
Right.
And I said, don't start with me.
Step back.
I am in no mood to deal with you. And I could snap you like a twig. So
there are occasional times where it's okay to leave a child unattended in a car.
I don't know if there are or not. I mean, I try not to do it. Because, God forbid anything happens, you look like an a-hole. But do you leave the kids in the car, gang? I mean, be honest. What do you go do while those kids sit in that car? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Before we take a break, I'll tell you a quick story of how generations have either progressed or digressed, or whatever you want to figure it. But when we would tool around with my mom,
right,
and she would go into some stores, or she would go into a store, and six of us would be in the car alone, and she'd keep the car on, right?
Wow.
She'd keep the car on, the air conditioning
brave.
Rolling, and six kids with no seatbelts just jumping around the car.
Like little monkeys.
Yeah. Well, we were on Ventura Boulevard, right near Wilbur. I remember exactly where this happened. There used to be a bicycle shop there, And my mom went in to drop something off. It was like a barbecue place, whatever. And my brother took the gear shift, pulled it down, and put it into reverse. And the gas and the station wagon with six kids, ages about 3 to about 10, slid out into Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, my God.
And he stopped it in the middle of Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, my God. Wow, and what's your brother do today? He sounds very smart.
Nah, he's not very bright. He lives in the desert in the summer, and then he goes to Colorado in the winter. He's got that reverse. He should go to Colorado in the summer and the desert in the winter. A lot of people in our family have noticed that. Yeah. But anyway, so what my mom did is she just got in the car and drove away.
And that's left you guys there or just with you?
Sammy, you got to follow the story. Yeah. Why would she leave us there? Why would she leave us in the middle of Ventura Boulevard?
Because you're bad children. Yeah. Clearly.
No, she
you're
got
trying
in the
to commandeer
car.
A car.
She got in the car. And with us six kids still in the car, Sam,
yes, I get
she
it.
Drove off. Now, that was the way to do it back then. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. Don't F with people. Now, if I see a kid in the car and the car is there for like 20 or 30 minutes, I'll stop and I'll go, hey, wait a minute. Something's going on here. But for 10 seconds or 15 seconds, you can't bust people's balls. Unless you have kids, you have no idea what a pain in the ass it is to drag them in and drag them out with the five-point harness all the time. I was just going in to drop off a letter.
Really quick on the news today, there was a story about a three-year-old who told his parents that he was going for a drive and took the parents' car keys and put the car in reverse and back through someone else's property and slammed into their house.
Jesus Christ.
Three-year-old kid.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't read about that, Sammy.
Yeah, it was just on the news.
All right. When do you leave these kids in the car? When is it right to do it? When is it wrong to do it? I know. And don't call me up and with you goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
And say it's always wrong to do it. I don't need lectures from you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got to get back to a society where you can, with this little, leniency, a little buffer zone, allow a guy a chance to step outside and have a cigarette, man. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Yes, sir, right here.
And don't forget, this Friday we'll be at Knott's Berry Farm, so come on by. If you come in after 4 p.m., tickets are half price, and we'll be there broadcasting live from 8 to 10 p.m. I believe they close the park down at 10. Is that right?
I love Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you for inviting me, by the way.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You banned
you
me and
it.
Then you invited me. Thank you.
Well, you're banned so you.
Yeah, I was begging you on air if I could go, and you're like, absolutely not. You're forbidden.
But maybe in October for
For not
Halloween
scary.
Fest.
Not scary. Hell yeah.
All right, is it ever cool to leave that kid in the car just to run into a store, or are we just a society of lunatics where you got to get all kids out of the car, drag them into every errand you do? I don't know. Brian in Oxnard, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad that you brought up the subject because I have a 11-month-old.
Right.
And, I leave them in the car on occasion to run into the liquor store to get me a beer or, ice cream or whatever.
Yeah, nobody gets hurt.
I leave them in there for about not even a minute.
Yeah, and you can see the car from where you are.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I locked the car.
I know. I locked the car. Okay. Turn the alarm on.
Do you guys roll the windows down a little bit for air?
Nah. I usually just, it's not like I would never do it on a hot day. And, my mom and dad did it all the time. I mean, why can't we do it?
Park the vehicle up. Why not, huh? So it is okay. Because I always felt a little guilty myself.
I don't know if it's legal or not. I'm not sure the legal aspects, but I don't really feel guilty about doing it. I think you look like an a-hole. Like, if anyone ever, slid into that parking lot and was going, 60 miles an hour, they made a bad turn and hit your car with a kid in it.
That would be terrible.
And you're sitting there holding a 12-pack of Heineken. Mm. I think then you might have an issue.
Definitely.
But what are the odds of that? You can't always play those odds.
It's like one in a million.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. That guy's a real dude.
Yeah.
Christy in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
There's a big difference from leaving a car, a kid in the car for like a half hour as opposed to a minute. Like you running into the liquor store.
Right.
We had a customer leave his baby daughter in the car, and we called in the store. He did not come out. We had called the fire department. They came, broke the window, and when he finally came out with his other son.
Wow.
And he was pissed that they broke the window. But I mean, I've left my oldest in the car and my three other kids, and for a minute while I run in, it's not. I'm not going shopping for hours and nights.
I know, and you feel guilty about it.
Well, I used to tease people, you know, with my oldest. She was on oxygen when she was a baby, and they're like, "Well, where's the baby?" I'm like, "Well, it's okay. She's in the car. She's got an oxygen tank." And they like look at me. I'm like, "She's like her grandmother. Are you serious?" And they think I was serious. So I used to crack up, and I just love the look on their face when I'd say that.
Oh, that's so great! Yeah, you're a good mom.
Thank you.
Chris, you take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, it's not like leaving your kid in the car for 7 hours.
Yeah, please. Tommy in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Tim.
Tommy.
I like how all these people are talking about going into a liquor store while they leave their kid in the car.
I think it's more the demographic of the station than it is a commentary on Southern California.
Good God, Tim. Come on now. I mean,
how many kids you have?
I have one.
And how old?
12 now, but I mean, it wasn't so long ago. And, you know, I put gas in the car while she's in the car, but, you know, what about that old guy that you said walked up to your car and gave you Reggie the Riot Act? I mean, that guy, what if he was some lech? You got to take the kid out of the car when you're going to
No, because I had my eye on the car the entire time. I mean, I went to the post office on White Oak and Oxnard, or between Oxnard and Burbank. And I parked right there where I literally, the post box was about 10 feet from the car. It was just inside. And I kept my eye on the car the entire time. Nobody could have gotten that car without me going apes on him. Nobody.
Well, you know, so that's tantamount to not even getting out of the car at all. But basically, you know, you can't go from there to saying we have to have a society that's going to allow you to get out of the car for some indefinite period of time without getting yelled at.
Yeah, but I don't know what period of time it is.
Well,
a minute. I think it should be 60 seconds, like the 60-second rule.
I think here's the rule.
60 seconds.
I think the rule is if you can keep an eye on that car, you can slide in there for a couple minutes.
So as long as you maintain visual connection
right.
with your vehicle.
And see, I only have one kid, but if you had four kids and you went to get gas and let's say you went in to get a soda, you're going to drag all four effing kids in there? And they're going to want everything.
Yeah.
They're going to complain. They're going to bitch. They're going to break something.
So you're going to leave the oldest one in charge and tell everybody to behave themselves.
You sort of, you know, you park as close to the, you know, the entrance of the gas station as possible. Yeah, slide in there.
Dude, no good could come by leaving a kid alone in a car.
I know, but I mean, but to drag four or five kids into a, like, let's say you're going to have, takeout, right?
At, right.
I don't know, Baroni's or wherever you're going.
Right.
And how about this? You pull up to the valet parker
right.
and juice the guy a fin and say, hey, dude, keep an eye on the car. These kids are going to be in the car. I'll be back in 2 minutes. You go in, you get the food, you bring it out, and you're off to the races.
Wow.
You do that? Would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But you don't know who the valet parker is.
That's true. He might
that
steal
guy
your
could
children.
Be in there, you know,
he could be a perv.
Touching those kids.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Actually, my mother made the mistake by leaving me in the car once with the stepfather. He was a doctor and the brand new, like, BMW car.
Wow.
I was sitting in the back seat.
How old were you?
Oh, God. Maybe 7.
Right.
And you know the little lighters?
Yes.
Well, you know, you push it in. It's like a button. It popped out.
It
was all
hot.
Red.
Right.
I was like, wow. And I was going to touch it, but I thought, ooh, what if that's a bad thing? So I took it and I put it onto the rug of the carpet just to see what happened. And it burned a big hole in the new rug. And see, don't leave kids in a car alone.
All right.
Left to my own devices. Look what I could do. I could burn holes in your carpet.
She's in a 5-point harness. She's not pulling any lighters out.
Okay.
Andrew in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Dude, you never leave the kids in the car, ever.
Get out of here, dude. You how many kids do you have?
No, I'll tell you why. Because when
how many kids do you have?
None.
Yeah, none. F you. Don't tell me how to raise kids when you got no kids, you jackass.
There you go.
What's wrong with it? I got to put my headphones down for this. If there's one thing that pisses off fathers and mothers, it's you sons of bitches out there who have no kids and you're holier than thou.
You know, well, when you have a kid, you'll never give him pizza. When you have a kid, you'll only give him the right foods. When you have a kid, you know, you'll make sure he's to bed at 7 p.m. All the rules go out the window when you got the kids.
Right, of course.
So you don't tell me how to raise the kids. It's jackass Andrew in Northridge. Leave the kids in the car. How many do you have? None. F you!
A mile in your shoes. Do not make
that's
judgments.
Exactly right.
On Tim Conway Jr.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
God almighty. Yeah. I mean, it's like me telling the guys at NASA how to run the effing space shuttle. Have you ever run a space shuttle? No. Well, then keep your mouth shut.
You might have a good suggestion, though.
Jesus
You're
Christ.
You're very smart.
Almighty, man. Everyone is so goddamn uptight nowadays. You never ever leave the kids in the car. Well, why don't you have four kids and see how often you leave them in the car?
The only time that I do not agree with leaving those little rugrats in a car is when you're in a bar, like they do in Clarksville, Tennessee, apparently over and over again.
Patty on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Hello, this is Patty.
Thank you.
I really have to agree with never leaving a car in, and I know what a hassle it is to get them unbuckled and back buckled.
Right.
You leave four kids in the car, one of those kids is going to get behind the wheel, and you're going to have a car rolling back, and somebody's going to hit it.
Right. But, sweetheart.
The emergency room, it happened over and over.
I know. Darling, please, don't try to talk through this.
Hop out of the car.
Okay, good night. Patty, please. Once the dentures stop flapping, let me give it just a tiny break here, baby. I have a child who is going to be 3 years old. She's in a 5-point harness. She's not going to get out of her seatbelt and start the car. There's no keys in the car, and she's not going to be driving around the San Fernando Valley.
How old is she?
She'll be 3 in October. I'm walking into the post office. I'm going to a 7-Eleven for a second.
Dude, I'm telling you. On the news today, I know you don't believe me, but some 3-year-old wrecked the family's car.
I know, but they had the keys to the car.
Yeah, the little kid took
them. My kid doesn't have the keys to the car.
Yeah, but she's very smart.
She can't start the car. She can barely get in the front seat.
Oh, my God. Look, do not underestimate that cute little thing.
Yeah, but see, if I go to 7-Eleven, this is all I hear the whole
time. Now I get cookies?
Yeah, it's like, 10 minutes. Now I get cookies?
Now I get cookies?
Back in that car. William in Huntington Beach, 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
You're going to probably jump on me, but I got four kids, and I'll tell you what, I never leave them in the car. I have twins, and they're 5 now, but even when they were in baby seats, man, I always thought that, you know what, it's easier to carry 2 baby seats and have my other kids come in. They're just like my best friends. I'd rather carry that than carry a coffin, brother. That's all I got to say. All right, buddy.
Well, guess what?
Good argument.
When you leave a kid in the car for 8 seconds, it doesn't always result in a funeral. These goddamn uptight people, man.
No, but the thing is, if you don't do something, then you know no bad will ever, ever happen. So if you the kid in the car, nothing bad will ever happen to that kid in the car.
Okay, well, let me ask this guy, the guy who just called from Newport Beach. How about you take those kids into a post office, and one of the a-holes behind the counter goes absolutely berserk, and he pulls out an AK-47, and he cleans house in there. Mm. And you're like, well, the only people that survived were the four kids in the car.
Very good point.
Yes.
I like when you come back with your arguments. That's good.
What are the odds of it? I mean, seriously, you cannot live your life playing impossible odds your entire life.
The odds are I think, worse for the AK-47 guy opening up inside the post office than something bad happening with leaving the kids in the car.
Granted, that is true. However, would you, when you fly to Vegas, is it more dangerous to fly to Vegas or drive to Vegas?
Probably drive, even though I
That's
drive.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you fly every time?
No, I drive because...
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
But it's more dangerous to drive. Why would you do that?
Because I don't fly with marijuana.
Well, but you would... If you took
marijuana out of the equation...
If you knew it was safer to fly than to drive, would you always fly?
Yeah.
But then why don't you fly all the time?
Because I don't fly with pot. It's against my principles.
I know, but because you smoke pot, you're putting your life in danger.
Yes.
And that's cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine by me.
Then that's cool.
That's my choice.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
But how many times have you died on the way to Vegas?
Never.
Zero. Yeah. Most of us will never die on the way to Vegas. Most of the people who leave their kids in the car for, a half a minute, a minute, they'll never ever come, they'll never ever be any harm.
But the one time.
You can't live your goddamn life on the one time.
The one time.
You know, that speaker above your head might fall off And if that hits you in the head, it's going to break your neck.
That's so far away from me, though. That'll never happen.
And it's going to crack you. Sit over in that seat for a second.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you're sitting in that seat, that speaker probably weighs about 150 pounds, right? And that speaker could, conceivably, because it's just attached by one screw,
yeah.
It could fall off and break your neck and kill you.
Oh, it would definitely crush me.
Would you not do a radio show from that seat just because of that?
Well, if I knew that there is a faulty issue with the speaker, I would prefer
There's no faulty issue. You would do a radio show from there. You know what, these people who tell you, you know, there's always going
to
be something, you know, bad happen, and they always play the odds, play the fear card. Like, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens?
Hey, the law of attraction.
That's when you're
going to make it happen.
But seriously, you're going to raise your kids to be lunatics if you constantly worry about them like that. Mm. You got to do what my dad did. You have to be like a casual person about things. You got to let the kid walk around. You know, like my stepmother told me this, and then we'll go to a break. I know we got to go to a break. But when I go to like a store with my daughter and we're walking in the parking lot, I don't always hold her. I let her walk next to me,
right.
Even though we're in the parking lot. Even though she could run into this in the traffic and get killed. Right. She hasn't, right? I never, ever put my daughter in a situation where she's in imminent danger. I just don't do that. But I don't also grab my daughter and hold her 24 hours a day because that's not good for her either.
You know,
There's a happy medium.
They have a leash.
And I'm not putting a leash on my daughter. Because those kids grow up to be lunatics.
Really? I think the leash is great.
No,
because you can let them run as free. It's like having like a dog.
Well, why don't you just bring like a pooper scooper with you? You know? And maybe some flea spray and a bone. I tell you, people are driving me absolutely crazy. I'm moving to the Midwest where people aren't as crazy as they are out here. Take my four kids in with me all the time. F you! F everyone! F
hey,
them all!
Move to Clarksville, Tennessee, and you'll be normal.
I know. I'll be the hero, mayor of Clarksville. Wow, what's wrong with that kid? What's wrong with that guy? He only uses a kid in a car for a minute? I've done it for 4 days. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Yeah.
What's the rule of thumb of leaving that kid in the car for a couple minutes? Bad vibes?
Ahmed. Bad vibes, dude.
Ahmed in Studio City, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right, how you?
Doing good. I hate these people calling in, telling me, you can't do this, you can't do that, these piece of crap people.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, you know, my rule is anything under 30 minutes is okay, because, I mean, this nagging kid is going to come in there and go, I want this, I want that. It's going to be more of an investment
exactly
in this.
Exactly right. You have to buy him something.
And I get pissed off at these old people who call the fire department. They're using my tax money. I probably pay more tax money than they do, and they're using it up for stupid
exactly
things like
right,
this.
Exactly right, dude. You should be president of this country.
I'll be right out. Calm down.
Yes.
You know, I'll be right out. I stayed in the car for like 2 hours my mom was in there. She put some water in there like a dog, and I came out fine. Nothing wrong with me. The only one thing I regret is one time I banged this chick, and I left the kid in the car, and it wasn't my wife. That's the one thing that I...
Get out of here, jackass. All right. Let's talk to Chris in San Dimas. You're on 97.1.
Oh, Babu, you parents out there, man. You're batting 1,000. You guys really know more than us single people who don't have kids.
Thank you very much. Do you have any kids?
No, I don't, man. But the same way you think about the people who don't have kids, how they don't know anything,
right.
You think the same way about people who do have kids.
Yeah, but I've been without kids, and now I'm with kids. You've never had a child.
You kind of got me there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude.
Good
Let's
argument,
talk to,
Tim.
Julius, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Conway. Yeah, you know what they ought to do? This is brilliant. You're going to love this, man. Am I the greatest genius or what? Of all time.
All right. Thanks for getting to the point. Monica and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I used to, you know, my mom used to always keep us in the car, and my older sister would always watch us, but, like, she'd just run in and run back out. I think it's totally fine.
My mom did the same thing. My grandparents did the same thing. When I went to visit my grandparents in Ohio, my grandmother would drive to the bakery, and she would leave all six of us in the car while she went into the bakery, got her baked goods, and came out in the car.
Who was the oldest? How old was the oldest?
We were all alive when she got back there. We were all alive when she left. Everybody was alive.
But wasn't there like an older, elder kid out of the six?
I think when she started doing it, I think my sister was 9.
Oh, that's a perfect age.
Or maybe my sister was 8. But I had a 2-year-old brother who just sat there in the car. And people, please. You cannot live every single day as if the sky is falling.
Chicken Little.
You can't say that every day.
Unfair.
You know, you can't sit there. You can't, you know, not use a public bathroom because you think you're going to get, you know, herpes or AIDS or, you know, something from the toilet.
You use a public bathroom?
Yeah. You don't use public bathroom?
No.
I don't even put the paper down anymore.
Ew!
I just put my ass right on that toilet and let's go.
That is
absolutely
BS.
True.
I don't, dude. You okay? First of all, hang on. You won't kiss me because you say I've banged all these people and I kiss everybody on the lips, and kissing you would be like kissing all of them. And you tell me
I don't like to kiss you on the lips, Sam. I don't know why that offends you.
It doesn't, but
it does because you always bring it up.
No, but you're making a judgment about my dirty mouth. You do. Tip your head down.
All right, let's talk to Tiffany and Hemet. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey. You're on the air. Exciting call.
Wow.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the news with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Josh Hamilton breaks a baseball record, and John McLaughlin gets in trouble for talking about cookies. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Yes, and don't forget the top 10 David Letterman list coming up. The top 10 signs you have a bad bank. The top 10 signs you have a bad bank. And Randy just listened to about 10 minutes. It's good stuff, huh?
Best list I've heard all week.
What's the best number?
You gotta hear number four.
Number four
is a classic.
All righty. All right, Sam Phillips is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.